Hachette Audio presents Forever and a Day, written by Jill Shalvis, read by Aaron Bennett. Dedication. It takes a village to write a book, and I'm grateful for mine. To Christy and Carrie for the invaluable advice on this book, not to mention the friendship, neither of which I could do without. To Jolie and Debbie for Mesquite 2011, where this book was plotted in its entirety while consuming far too much food and fun. To Lori and Melinda and Mary for always being willing to read for me. To Robin and Kristen for having my back. Love you all. Chapter 1. Chocolate makes the world go around. Tired, edgy, and scared that she was never going to get her life on the happy track, Grace Brooks dropped into the back booth of the diner and sagged against the red vinyl seat. I could really use a drink. Mallory, in wrinkled scrubs, just coming off an all-night shift at the ER, snorted as she crawled into the booth as well. It's 8 in the morning. Hey, it's happy hour somewhere. This from their third musketeer, Amy, who was wearing a black tee, a black denim skirt with lots of zippers, and kick-ass boots. The tough girl ensemble was softened by the bright pink, eat-me apron she was forced to wear while waitressing. Pick your poison. Actually, I was thinking hot chocolate, Grace said, fighting a yawn. She'd slept poorly, worrying about money, and paying bills, and keeping a roof over her head. Hot chocolate works too, Amy said. Be right back. Good as her word, she soon reappeared with a tray of steaming hot chocolate and big, fluffy chocolate pancakes. Chocoholics unite. 4 months ago, Grace had come west from New York for a Seattle banking job, until she'd discovered that putting out for the boss was part of the deal. Leaving the offer on the table, she'd gotten into her car and driven as far as the tank of gas could take her, ending up in the little Washington State beach town of Lucky Harbor. That same night, she'd gotten stuck in this very diner during a freak snowstorm with two strangers, Mallory and Amy. With no electricity and a downed tree blocking their escape.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?